This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We have a Jewish slave who, at the end of 6 years of service, he has the opportunity to go free. And the Torah recommends that indeed he should go free. However, if he wants to stay with his master, we say, go to the door. The master takes this servant to the door. And he puts his ear on the door and he drills a hole in the ear. And the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Chaf Beis, Amud Beis, brings the teaching of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, why do we drill the ear more than any other limb of the body? Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a message to this Eved. Your ear heard on Har Sinai, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, that the b'nei Yisrael are my avadim, and you go ahead and you acquire a master for yourself and you want to be an Eved to another person and not to God? Didn't your ear hear on Har Sinai, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim? So we drill a hole in the ear of the servant. And this always troubled me. Why do we specifically drill a hole in the ear of somebody who was not paying attention to the command, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim? What about somebody who speaks Lashon Hara? Why don't we drill a hole in their ear that they weren't paying attention at Har Sinai when Hashem said, Lo yiseleich Rachel ba'amecha? Why, if somebody hates another Jew, do we not drill a hole in the ear because this person was not paying attention when God said, Lo yisisna esachicha b'lvavecha, do not hate your brother in your heart? Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim certainly was articulated on Har Sinai, but it wasn't the only thing that was articulated on Har Sinai. And yet we specifically drill a hole in the ear of someone who wasn't paying attention to that and not someone who wasn't listening to any other commandment. You know, the very first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Jewish people after Parashas Yisrael, after Kabbalah HaTorah, is the mitzvah of freeing slaves, that after 6 years we must free our slaves, and if we don't, we have to drill a hole in their ear. Isn't it surprising that this is the very first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches the Jewish people? Is this really so fundamental that it's the very first mitzvah that God teaches us? It didn't even apply throughout our history. Any time in our history that the mitzvah of Yovel did not apply, for instance, in the Midbar, or after the destruction of the first temple, the mitzvah of freeing slaves did not apply. This would not seem to be such an important mitzvah that it is given Mishpat HaBechayra, the right to be the first mitzvah taught to the Jewish people. But the explanation is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch HaKadosh teaches us that even though at first glance it would seem that going down to Egypt really lowered our nation, it brought us down to the 49th level of Tumah, and it was a source of impurity for Klal Yisrael. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch HaKadosh says the purpose of going down to Mitzrayim was to ingrain in the Jewish people the fundamental teaching and lesson that is needed to be an Eved Hashem. And that is, in order to serve Hashem, one must be able to be an Eved, a servant. Now, we don't want to be a servant to Paroi, but that was like boot camp. That was like training for the Jewish people, for them to be able to acquire the midah, the characteristic of being able to be an Eved. And once we were an Eved to Paroi, then God transitioned us to becoming Avadim to Hashem. So even though, yes, indeed, it brought us to a very low level, but it inculcated and it integrated within our persona and within our personality the ability to be an Eved, which we then transferred and transitioned to becoming Avadim to Hashem. The entire purpose of being in Mitzrayim was to become Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if somebody violates a specific law in the Torah, we're not going to drill a hole in the ear. Maybe that's very difficult for them. Maybe they weren't paying attention so closely to that line or that verse. But if you were to ask, standing at Sinai, hearing 613 mitzvahs, What is the overarching fundamental principle that God is saying to the Jewish people? Not a specific line, but an underlying foundational principle of all 613 mitzvahs. And the answer is, the yesod, the foundation of all the mitzvahs, is that we are avadim to Hashem. We are clergy. We are responsible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only because we love Him, not only because it's good for us, not only because He's going to reward us, but on the most basic level, we are avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He redeemed us. He saved our life. He gives us everything we have. At the very least, our responsibility is to do His bidding. And therefore, if somebody violates a prohibition in the Torah, we're not going to drill a hole in his ear. Maybe he missed that one. Maybe that one is too difficult. But if somebody did not listen to the overarching message of all 613 mitzvahs, namely, Ki avadai heim, you are my servants. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadai. The Jewish people are my servants. They're not servants of any human master. Then indeed, we drill a hole in his ear. And therefore, the very first mitzvah given after the Ten Commandments, which is the foundation of everything, which is the yesod of everything, which is the overarching principle of all 613 mitzvahs, is if you have a servant, you must free him after 6 years. Because the Jewish people are servants to me and not to any human master. The foundational principle of the entire Torah is Ki avadaihim, ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. We are the avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.